Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning and welcome back to the second half of the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you are up early, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in the 805. And of course, we are so grateful that you are all here. We've got lots of stuff to give away and we've got some amazing guests that are going to be joining us here. Of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with John.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's wonderful. Are you kidding me? 2018's rocking and rolling.
There you go. Tom?
Everything's good over here, Kim. Having a great start. Well, we're weekend almost.
I know. Yeah. It is. We're here. We're in the weekend. Our first weekend.
First out of 54 or 55 weeks.
Whatever. I know. Yeah. It was so strange, but last year felt like 365 days to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just different.
We'll check into that.
Oh, whatever. So, all right. Well, I always like to start our show with something uplifting, and especially the new year. Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. So keep moving, my friends.
Yes.
Keep moving.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. I'm not one to really like set goals. But I was saying, my son-in-law, who I really admire him, he's always setting goals or setting things. And he said, you need to start from the whys. Why do you want to change something that might be working? Why do you want to change something that's not working? If you start from the whys, okay, why can this be a better situation for you?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of made a lot of sense to me. And so it's almost like kind of looking at, and again, I know I've said this to more to my listeners before, but I look at life as kind of a pie, and each slice of your life is a part of, you know, I mean, you know, I'm here in the studio. This is not really a part of my family life. You guys are part of this life. And, you know, and so, you know, I'm saying when I'm at home, that's my personal. So we all have different slices. And how do you look at, you know, it just doesn't seem as overwhelming if you look at each part of your life and kind of examine it and say, you know, what could I change? Where could I make a difference? Or, you know, and here's another thing. Are you in your own race, or are you trying to keep up with your friends or somebody else's life? And that's another big thing, because so many times we're influenced and we're actually living through somebody else's dreams, not our own dreams. And we need to, like, just get back on our own transportation and really look at life and figure out, is this what I want? Yeah.
Well, the peer pressure doesn't just happen to kids.
No, it doesn't. It happens to all of us. And so it's a big deal.
Yep.
Anyways, that's what I had to say. That's where I want to start. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We love to give back here. And Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Yes, we still have LA Zoo lights for the holidays, Christmas season. It stretches into the new year. You can win tickets to the LA Zoo and the LA Zoo admission tickets to the zoo and botanical gardens. Pretty cool. VIP meal gift certificates. Get them for the hometown buffet. That's for two. We also have Lure Fish House located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, Santa Barbara. Great food, fun times. That is a fabulous restaurant. You must go. Maybe you'll win with Kim. And finally, for you early risers, for a great breakfast, Pete's Breakfast House, serving the best breakfast dishes in town using only the freshest ranch, eggs, and farm produce available, located at 2055 East Main in Ventura.
Well, there you go. I love that. Win with Kim. Thank you. Win with Kim.
Well, I'm telling you, this new year is fun.
I'm telling you, that's what it's all about. Hey, I also wanted to mention something. Of course, Big Brothers and Big Sisters are doing a first responder lunch, and I'd love to invite all of you to it. And of course, that is Sunday, January 24th. Stop by anytime between 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. And of course, it's at the Vagabond Coffee Shop over on 760 East Thompson Boulevard in Ventura. And our bigs and our littles, ways of saying thanks for keeping Ventura County safe. And it's a free lunch, gifts, handmade cards, and a free raffle for Disneyland tickets. So if you're interested, you can reach out to them at 805-484-2282, 484-2282. And of course, that is January 21st. All right, let's start off with something. I would love to give away a couple packs of family packs of LA Zoo tickets. And of course, this is the last chance for the lights. The LA Zoo lights. Gosh, was that good? And it's amazing. If you've never taken your kids or even just strolled around there, it's very cool. So I'd love to share that. And of course, it's only till tomorrow, and that's January 7th. But I can email the tickets. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, our first guest is in the studio today, and I am so excited to introduce everybody to her. And of course, it is Susie Skiltad. And of course, we're going to be talking about boundaries. And then I have Stephanie Caldwell from Ventura Chambers, and we're going to be talking about the Poinsettia Awards. And of course, they are coming up on January 19th. And everything's like postponed a little because of the fire. But we're so grateful to still be able to have all these great events that are happening. And we want to share them with you. So again, Susie, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please tell everybody a little bit about who you are.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Susie Skiltad. I originally was born and raised in Germany, and life was the authoritarian style of upbringing in Germany. And when I was 27, I moved over here to the United States thinking I can just escape it all. And of course, by now we learned that we cannot escape ourselves.
Yeah, you bring yourself with you, right?
And all the issues that come along with it, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so did you do a lot of self-work? Is that how you come?
At first, when I grew up in my teens and early 20s, I was a classic victim. It was everybody else's fault, of course. You know, it was my mom did this, my dad did that, my boyfriend back then did such and such. It was always innocent me. And still, until I started learning, wait a minute, who's the common denominator here? I need to do
something. Kind of scary when you look at that situation, huh? I mean, it's life. It's a, you know, but I think it's very healing for us when we do come to that realization and we realize, wow, I could actually make a difference. And it's interesting, there's a saying that I've always said, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. And, when we take our own responsibility and we walk through life and we, you know, change it, a lot of times it's a reflection that we give out that we get in return.
Yes. And then it's interesting when I look at myself, how it was everybody else's fault. And then I started in my mid 30s, I started thinking, I got to change something. So I did the typical therapy with a therapist. Then I discovered workshops, self-improvement workshops, and then I discovered...
What did you take? What are some of the workshops that you took?
About 20 years ago, it was called LifeSpring in Los Angeles.
Oh, I remember that, LifeSpring, yeah.
Now they're called MITT, Master in Transformational Training.
Did that help you a lot?
It helped me hugely, tremendously. I call them the deep tissue workshop. It's not just sitting there for 50 minutes with a therapist once a week.
Did your therapist help you?
In little ways, it does. Everything helps in different ways.
I always say, you know, like with our children, we were just talking about our children and, you know, well, not all of our children, but, you know, you just keep them on the right track. You keep going, no, not down that road. No, not down that road. And that's what I think a therapist or these, you know, self-help, treatments. And yeah.
And it's a therapist and everybody is a different person. Maybe they just want to talk to somebody one-on-one. The workshops help. Then I found Celebrate Recovery. It's a 12-step-based religious Christian workshop. That was a huge help. And, of course, books, a lot of self-help books.
Wow,
and
great.
I did a lot of self-discovery, and I thought, you know, when I ask people the challenging question, and sometimes people get offended, but I ask that myself, the question, do you like being a victim, in quotation marks? And the first time I have been asked that question, I was a little offended, and I thought, of course not. Nobody likes to be a victim. But there is a secret part of me that feels so-called comfortable. Mm-hmm. Because as long as I'm a victim, I'm not responsible for anything. And I can blame everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Yep. Very interesting. Yeah. I do want to remind anybody that's just starting to listen and tune in and waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show that we're talking with Susie Skillstead. And we're talking about really life skills, but boundaries. What exactly and how did boundaries change your life?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, I read several books and I ran across that book, Boundaries.
So it was the book, Boundaries.
The famous book, Boundaries. Yeah. And then I thought, somebody should teach a workshop about it. And then the minister at our church says, well, why don't you?
That's what you get for opening your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great, though. So, okay, so what exactly for our listeners that might not, you know, I learned boundaries very late in life. I don't think, you know, as Brian was in here saying that he's very close with his family, so was I with my mom and my dad and my, you know, sister. It was too close. I don't think we had the boundaries. We never knew the boundaries, you know, and, some people think boundaries are selfish or, you know, but in the same sense, they're self-loving. And so how do you not cross over and, you know, you have to have boundaries. I remember a therapist saying it's almost like, you know, if a horse has a fence around it and you know, he has his own boundary. That's another boundary. And you can go in and feed him, but he still stays in with his boundary. We need, everything's boxed, and we need to know those boundaries because it helps us.
Well, look at it this way. You mentioned just the horse and the fence. Look at your own house. You have a house. It has walls. It has windows, doors, and you have a fence around your front yard. because you don't want just anybody walk all over your front lawn or walk in and out of your house. It's, you can say, yes, I'm selfish, it's my house, I don't want everybody to come in, but I'm also responsible for my own area, mm-hmm. for my own house. So that is one of those visible boundaries.
Mm, I like
translate that into an invisible boundary, your emotions, your time, your money, your thoughts. You have your own boundaries as well. You go out in the world and you make money. You don't just want everybody to just take it away from you. That's your responsibility. You budget your money properly. And if you want to give it away or loan it out, that is also your free will and your responsibility to get it back. Or maybe not.
Maybe not.
Well, that's true. I remember my dad always told me, if you're going to lend somebody money, know that it's a gift. If you get it back, guess what? You're lucky.
Yeah.
Right?
And you know, I think people look at boundaries as an obstacle or in a negative way. I think I've learned that they're healthy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
but people do. It's like, what are you keeping in? But I think it lets you release things when you have boundaries, because and it weeds out some of the bad, because it's like, that's not crossing my fence. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely.
And that's easier said than done.
Of course.
So you don't want me to cross your fence, but I want to come in, and if you don't let me in, I'm going to call you selfish. How dare you?
Oh, I know. It takes a... I've learned what's selfish and what's self...
Loving.
Yeah. Like you said.
Right.
But so you said the internal boundaries. I know one of the biggest boundaries of all is the ability to say no. Explain that. That is the hardest thing for people to do. You're a prime example of this. Can you show up at our fundraiser? Okay. Yes. Sometimes it's like, no. Yeah. Explain the no.
Tom's very good at that too, right? I think in this industry, we want to help the world. That's what we're trying to do, to make a difference.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you don't help the other person, they're left out, and you have to explain sometimes, because there's how many hours in the day? We went over the weeks in the year already.
Yeah.
But it gets complicated, and how does one delegate that?
Yeah. Now,
why don't we say no? Why are we afraid?
A lot of times, what do you think we are afraid of? That's actually a good question.
Mm,
what comes to your mind? What would you say most people are afraid of?
Not being liked.
That's number one. Some people are really afraid of the other person's anger,
mm-hmm.
or the separation. Some people are afraid of losing their jobs or the relationship.
Yeah. Right. Or not doing your best, not being the best.
But when you think about it, if you always say yes, but you mean no inside, inadvertently you're lying to yourself,
mm-hmm.
and to the other person. And then with that, if you continue doing that, what kind of relationship are you building?
Wow, that's a really huge point right there.
But we're all guilty. If you get somebody that says yes all the time, that's who you go to, because they say yes all the time. And that's, I think, the fear. I think people, I don't care if you're introvert or extrovert, people are afraid of being by themselves. And that's what I think, you know, that, like you said, that's the number one fear, is they're not going to like me if I don't do it.
But you can also ask yourself the question, will they really not like me? Is that really true? Or where does that feeling come from? And it all comes back from childhood, right?
The mm-hmm. loneliness or the, feeling alone.
Like in my childhood, I've always been threatened. My mom always used to say, don't be surprised when nobody likes you.
Oh.
So for many years, I felt like, oh, I better say yes to everybody and make everybody like me. And I do everything for everybody just so they will like me.
Yeah.
Until I learned, if somebody doesn't like me because I say no, then so that shall be like that.
Wow. Yeah, so you've learned to really study yourself. And I think this is just such a perfect thing to be talking about in the beginning of the year. You know, it's interesting. I always think we always think, should we start our diet? This is something that we need to practice though all the time, but it is a perfect time to start it. And we have to be our own best friends, our own cheerleaders, our own advocates. And a lot of times we don't care enough about ourselves. We care more about everybody else.
Bingo. That's what it all comes back to. We don't like ourselves. I tell my students in class, I've been teaching this class now 5 times at the local church, and I tell my students, close your ears and tell yourself, and you hear it in your own voice, I like myself, I like myself, I like myself. And then watch what type of feelings come up. What is the other voice saying? You have like this devil and angel sitting on your shoulders. Or in your car when you're driving. I like myself. I really like myself. And the other voice goes, not, who do you think you are? And all this old so-called comfortable language comes up.
It's that negative talk.
But that's what we are comfortable with.
Absolutely.
You need to practice the new talk of liking, respecting, and loving yourself until that becomes your new normal. And with that, you start to get the feeling, you know what, I can say no. This is my limitation. That might not be your limitation, but this is my limitation. I can go here and no further.
Yeah, and I think that too, if you have people that don't respect it, that tells you a lot about them. If you say, hey, I can't do this, and that is the basis for them liking you or not, then it's probably somebody that you don't need to waste your time with. I'm getting much better at that now. I mean, it's...
You want people that love, respect, and admire you. That's really who I want to hang with and who I want to share my time with, because as, you know, as I feel like as we get on in our lives, our time is so valuable. And so do you want to hang with somebody who doesn't it's all about them. They never ask how you are. You know, there's people like that.
It sounds very simple, but how often have we been together in that type of relationship and don't even know where was it the other person doing that or where was it me and where can I start setting boundaries? And I used to be afraid of, well, if I start setting boundaries now after 5, 10, 15 years of that friendship or relationship, then they might cut me down, then they might call me names, and I was afraid of that. And I had to look that fear in the face as well. It's not that easy to take on the big nose, meaning with your relationships or even with your family of origin, with your parents or your older siblings who have always put you down or always disrespected you. So I would suggest start with baby steps. I had one lady in my class, she's married, had 3 children. Her husband would constantly schedule out the whole Saturday with cleaning the house and all the activities for the kids, going shopping, groceries, everything, and it exhausted her. And after my class, she said, you know what? It was so simple. I went to my husband and said, honey, I know you love to schedule out the whole day. Is it okay if I skip some of those? Maybe I don't go to one activity because I need 2 hours for myself. And he said, sure, of course, and no problem.
And she was afraid the whole time that he would. Yeah.
She was afraid to get him angry. She was afraid to eventually lose the relationship. But it was one of those little baby steps, and it was peaceful.
Yeah. So what do you do? Well, I'm reading one of your things here. When somebody wants all your time or your energy, money, etc., how do you talk to them?
My old me would say, "Oh yes, of course, everything you need and everything you want." My new.
And of course, we call that a pleaser.
Yes, okay. Codependent.
Okay, codependent.
Codependent.
Love it. Have you ever read Melody Beatty?
Yes.
She's been on our show several times.
Codependent no more. Mm-hmm. When I learned, the reason why I say yes to everything and everybody is because I want to be liked. Mm-hmm. Remember my mom said, don't be surprised, but nobody likes you. Okay, then I'll babysit for you for free. Oh, you want my car? No problem. You need money? Here you go. Now I said, well, give me a moment. Let me think about it. I'll get back to you.
How has your life changed from that?
Very interesting. When you think about the whole fear of not being liked to now, I started liking myself. And some people have dropped off, which was hurtful. I'm not denying that. But I learned they weren't, in the long run, not healthy after all. There was a part of me that was actually relieved that relationship or that friendship finally ended. And I have invited new people in my life. For example, this gentleman, John, it's sitting next to me, wonderful person.
I'll have to second that.
Okay. That's no boundaries here. Just yes, three. No, but you're right.
I found myself being liked and I get more respected. And with that, I like myself even better. And then with that, people like me even better. And then it's one of those catch 22 effects.
I think genuine, that's what I've looked for, is that I think when you can get respect or set a boundary or people understand that it's okay for you to say no to me, it becomes genuine. And I have, it's what's so funny is I have friends that do it all the time. Hey, can you go to this? No. And I don't think about it. And they're obviously comfortable saying no sometimes.
Which is kind of delightful after, it you know, is. I mean, it really is. Because it really is. So,
So give yourself some time, step back, tell the person I'll get back to you later. Or when somebody wants all my time, I said, I have half an hour, or I can talk to you tomorrow after 6 when I come home from work. Or when it comes to money, recently it happened to me, somebody asked me for money. They had whatever situation they had. I said, let me think about it. Let me look at my budget. And I get back and said, I can give you this much, but I cannot give you the full amount. And this person was very appreciative and excited. She wasn't angry.
Right. Wow. Yeah. That's great. You know what? I know we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? We're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll kind of get into this a little bit more. What we will do is Stephanie Caldwell just walked in our studio and we're going to be talking about poinsettia. And of course, the awards, they were postponed. And of course, they're January 19th. We've been talking about them. And of course, if you haven't already got your tickets, we'll find out if there's still time to get tickets. They always do an amazing job. And of course, because of all the fires, you know, it's actually now, it's in the new year. It's like everything's kind of still time to celebrate. So we're going to talk with Stephanie. So stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Love, Life, Love and Life here. I like that. And of course, I've got some gift certificates to Lures Fish House. And of course, if you've never been there, they're located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, Santa Barbara. It's pretty amazing. It's one of my favorite restaurants. And I'd love to share a gift certificate for you. So call us at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, you know, it's interesting. I've been just going to, in fact, NABO just had their New Year's Eve party, okay, this last week. And so everything, I kind of excited a little bit. Not that the fires ever happened, trust me, but at least things are starting to kind of come back and you know, we're still enjoying. We put off, but we're still going through it. Of course, joining me right here is Stephanie Caldwell. And of course, she is with Ventura Chambers, and they're doing their Poinsettia Awards, and that's coming up on January 19th. And of course, always over at the Ventura Beach Marriott, 11:30 to 2. Talk to us about that, and welcome, and thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we made the decision. The event was originally scheduled the week of the fires,
right.
And very quickly we realized this was so much bigger than we
expected. So many people did.
Yeah, and so we made the decision, which is always a difficult one, to postpone it. And then as soon as we were able to get back into our offices and talk to some of our members and hear kind of what their stories were, we figured that mid-January was a good time to reschedule.
Okay.
So we are ready for the celebration. I know my staff is all very excited about it. All of our members, I think, are ready for a little bit of happy news and celebration and recognition of some of the great things that have gone on. You know, there's been a lot of talk about 2017 and how it ended was not on the best note, but there were still a lot of great things that happened in 2017.
Yeah, you know, I know we lost a couple people, but on a big scale of things, being, I think, was it the third fire in the world? I mean, I mean, I know it's all materialistic things, and my heart goes out. I have several listeners and friends that I've reached out to, and I know they're putting their lives together, and I'm sure that their, you know, holidays will never, ever, you know, be like this again. And
right.
And I'm sure it was a super hard one. But again, we all know, and you know, it's interesting, the saying that we can't take our stuff with us, right?
Right.
And so I met one of my girlfriends on New Year's Day, and she was one of the ones that had lost her whole apartment. And she said, you know, she's like, I really clearly have no baggage anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's one way to
get it's like, I have no baggage. And I was like, oh gosh, you know, so we all look at it like, you know, and she has 2 weeks of clothes. And mm-hmm. so, you know, when you hear something like that, I'm like, okay, what size shoe do you wear? What, you know, and you kind of just take inventory and go, okay, you know, if anybody wears this size, make sure, you know, and that's how we're going to help people longer. And, you know, it's going to go into the next part of our life.
Well, you think about that. If you lost everything and you ask people what you miss, they're going to name 7 or 8 things out of all the stuff that they miss. And there it is right there. That's the stuff that matters. It's not all these other things. You don't care.
Right.
And somebody was asking me, what would you do if you had to evacuate? I said, my motto, if it's breathing, it's leaving. That's it.
I don't,
you know, the rest of it.
No, absolutely. That's very true. So what are we going to expect on the 19th? I'm excited to be a part of that.
Yeah, we're excited. So, you know, this is always just such a celebratory event. Typically, obviously, it centers around the holidays and kind of an end of the year celebration. But this year, you know, we always also have a charitable component. So in the past, we've partnered with the fire department and their Spark of Love campaign, which benefits also the Toys for Tots. They partner with them.
Right.
But obviously, after the holidays, there's not as much need for that. So we have decided that this year our charitable component will be the Thomas Fire Victim Fund.
Mm,
and so we'll
love
be taking
that.
Cash and, you know, donations for the Thomas Fire Fund at the event. We'll also, because it's not a holiday celebration any longer, we'll also be adding a few little special touches to it to make it feel different and unique, recognizing that it really won't have exactly the same feel that it's always had in the past. So recognizing this year is going to be different and celebrating that.
But don't you think that's kind of interesting in a way? It's almost like it has a little more impact now because it's this new, it's all the hubbub of the end of the year and the beginning of the year, and you're kind of set back and it's going to be more appreciated, I think.
Yeah. I think so. And I think the perspective of folks has really changed. And Kim, to your point earlier, you know, one of the things that has been so apparent to all of us and everyone that I've spoken to is the amount of support
outreach, yeah,
and just incredible spirit that our community has done and has shown in the wake of this disaster.
And I totally agree with you.
Our board chair, John Silva, said it best when he said, you know, it's times like this where you're either helping someone or you're in need of help. And it's really those are the only two
options.
Ooh,
gave me chills. That, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I always say many hands make little work. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've said that. My kids are like, you know, when we were all doing the dishes, four children, they're like, you know, he's going to do it. No, many hands make. We work together as a community. We work together as, you know, businesses. Whatever we can do is how we need to live our lives and continue to live our lives, because there's going to be a time, you know, that somewhere we will need the same help.
Right.
And that's really the way I try to live my life. So, yeah.
I think that's a great message to come out of all this. And, you know, I'm always the eternal optimist. So for me, trying to find the bright spot in every situation, no matter how horrible it may seem at the time, I think that that is really the bright spot that came out of this, is that spirit of our community and the strength of our community and what ultimately will be the resiliency of our community and how we rebuild and how we support each other.
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So can people still get tickets?
They can. So we are expecting a record crowd this year.
Wow.
And we had been sold out right before the event. So we have a few tickets left, I think about 10 tickets as of today.
Okay.
So we'll have probably about 325 people or so at the hotel.
Wow. Which you guys always do a huge job anyways, an amazing job. So.
And we couldn't do it without our partners at the Marriott. Shannon Hillegas and his team are amazing. And
right.
They've been incredible to work with through all of the rescheduling and ups and downs of this. So we're really excited. We'll be there Friday, January 19th from 11:30 to 2. Tickets are still available. If folks are interested in purchasing a ticket, they can go to our website at venturachamber.com, or they can call our office at 805-643-7222.
Okay, great. All right. And again, 11:30 to 2, you kind of go through the awards and then of course it's a sit down lunch, right?
Absolutely.
Which is always amazing. And really you get to know the people that you do business with and that you hope to do business with. So I think it's great.
Yeah, the other interesting thing about this award celebration, while we have 19 awards that we give out each year, 11 of those awards are chamber awards that the chamber selects through a nomination process. But the rest of the awards are made up from city awards. They award a city employee of the year, a firefighter of the year, police officer of the year. They also have an environmental excellence award that they give. And then we also work with the Ventura Unified School District and have some education excellence awards as well.
That's great.
So it's truly a community partnership, bringing folks together, not just from the business community, but from education and civil service.
How do you pick a fireman of the year? I just give it to anybody who's a fireman.
Well, this year for sure. But, you know, it's interesting because the firefighter who was selected has an amazing story.
Oh, cool.
And
does everybody know already that they've won?
Yes, everyone has been aware. We have actually publicized the list. It's available on our website. So it's we have a tremendous group of people that we're recognizing this year.
That's great. That's great. And you know what it is, like you said, you know, it would be all of them, but everybody has something special, you know, and that's probably how you make your decisions, right?
Yeah, and, you know, we accept nominations for these awards for about 9 months out of the year. It's open.
Do you get a ton?
We do. We do. And, in fact, it's sometimes it makes it really easy because we get multiple nominations
for
the same person.
Yeah, and you would know that. Yeah.
And the stories, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, we laugh, we cry, we just have a great time when we go through all of these nominations. And we have a special committee that's selected to determine, which is sometimes very difficult to make those decisions.
And this is your 21st one, right?
21st annual.
I mean, wow. It's just, it's amazing.
Yeah, so it has developed a life of its own, and it's truly an amazing, amazing experience.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, it is through the Ventura Chamber, but it's kind of become a community, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. All right. Well, I thank you so much for being a part of our show and sharing
thank
that.
You.
You're welcome to stay. We're going to kind of take a really quick break, and then we'll come back into boundaries, I'm sure, as a business and, you know, as part of Ventura Chamber. I know you guys do a lot of classes and a lot of business
professional development seminars,
yeah,
and things like that.
Yeah. Maybe you can stay with us and
sure.
Okay,
be
great.
Happy to.
All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and of course we're going to take a really quick break. I've got if you can't make it to the LA Zoo lights, I've got LA Zoo admission tickets, and of course that's just to the zoo and to the botanical gardens there. So I'd love to give out a 4-pack of that, and again, call us right now at 805-419-0008. And again, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We have a full studio. I love that. And again, if you have a business in the area or a business that you want to share some of your great things that you're doing, we'd love to have you on here. And of course, give us a call at 805-419-0008. And of course, we're talking about, well, we've got Stephanie and Susie here. And of course, we're talking about boundaries. And we're going to pop back over to Susie and continue our share. And we'll go from there. So, Susie, where were we as far as the boundaries?
We were as giving yourself time before you help somebody. And the thought came up of, everybody has their responsibility and everybody has to carry their knapsack, but we need help with the big boulders. And it's a perfect situation now with Stephanie being here. One of the big boulders is, for example, the fire. People lost their homes. I have a friend, her and her husband live up and right behind Ventura High School. At 11 o'clock at night, they called their friends in Santa Paula and said, hey, if you need a place to stay, if you get evacuated, you can come over to my house. Little did they know, 2 hours later, their house burned down at 1 in the morning. By Tuesday afternoon, she's my size, my height. By Tuesday afternoon, I have my half wardrobe ready for her.
That's what it's all about. That's giving you chills, yeah.
That's helping.
You know, it's interesting.
But you set your boundaries. Who do you have to help and who needs help and who doesn't really?
Well, for 6 months, we were had a cruise planned. And it was one of my girlfriends, Becky. her birthday, and so she was so excited. Her house burned down. There was six of them that burned down, and here I was just so going, oh my gosh, how can I help them? When I was crying, and I just thought, this is not appropriate to go on a cruise. And she, the only luggage that she had taken out was her luggage to go on her birthday cruise, and so she ended up still going. And I thought, if she can go, I can go. And at the last minute, I hadn't packed. I hadn't done anything because our house was in jeopardy at this point. And I'm like, honey, what should I help you pack? And he's like, no, just go. So I was like, should I put little dots on all the things? He goes, I know what we need and what, you know, just go in and just have a great time. So I threw stuff together. Well, there was three other women that left that had went there and they didn't have any clothes. So we put all of our good stuff in, you know, and you know, I gave a couple dresses. It's like, okay, you need earrings. You need, and it was like this, we had a magical time. And so, yes, life goes on and you have to kind of come together and really pick up the pieces. And so it's a blessing. And these women, you know, we call them our mermaid sinsters, you know, and we cried, we laughed, we bonded in a way that you could never do that.
Yeah.
So,
now I know with one of these things, since it is the beginning of the new year, obviously you have to start somewhere to change your mindset, right? To start setting boundaries. Because I think typically most people, it seems like, have none or they have quite a few. And you have to start. Where do you start?
You start with baby steps, like I mentioned earlier, with little things like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it to your party every year because I have other plans, and see how this person reacts before you take on the big boulders. I also put a list together what type of tools you can use to start. One I mentioned earlier with time, give yourself some time and say, let me get back to you later if somebody wants your attention and your time and your money. The other one is the thought of responsibility. You are responsible within your own boundaries and the other person is responsible for theirs. So for example, if somebody asks you for money, you think to yourself, do they really need the money? Do they have an emergency? Or is that always a self-created emergency and they're always very bad with their money and constantly expect me to bail them out? The other tool is distance. If you try to work with the person and they react angry or they get mad at you, which you will have, expect that, then start distancing yourself. And it starts with little things like, look, if you yell at me and call me names, we are not going to discuss that issue. Let's get back together when you're calmed down. Mm-hmm. If that doesn't work, you say, I'm not going to be treated like this. I'm leaving this room. I'm leaving this house. So what did you just do? You separated the behavior from the issue. You're still willing to discuss it. You're not willing to be yelled at. And if that doesn't work, you might need a bigger distance, physically or even emotionally. Because that's the hard part. We emotionally are so involved. And then if somebody yells at us, we are hurt. We don't want the person to yell at us.
I always say you don't want to get emotionally hijacked.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever had this great day? You're getting dressed. Everything's good. And all of a sudden you get a phone call or your children wake up and they're like, Mom, who put the... And you're like, oh, I just automatically start stressing out, you know. And now I'm like, you know what, honey? I think that, you know, just hold that thought and I'll talk to you later. And they could go have their day and then come back. But it's about kind of keeping your composing yourself.
That's a good boundary.
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't happen all the time, but but I try it. Yeah.
And you won't. My life after all this is still not perfect.
Well,
I still see myself.
Because we're humans doing, you know, being human.
And you can check in with yourself. Sometimes I find myself, why did I say yes? Now I feel resentful toward that person, but it's my responsibility. I'm the one who opened my big mouth.
Yes.
Next time I should know to just hold it in, set your own boundaries.
Yes.
You got to say no. It's true.
No, I
and totally. And it's funny you're here from the chamber because I remember I was a member of the chamber up in Fairbanks. And it's like I just kept saying yes to this committee, to that committee. And eventually you're not doing a good service for any of them because you're just constantly going.
Yeah, and how does that work? I mean, it's such a win-win, right? Because you get what you give, but yet if you give too much, you're not going to get anything because you're overwhelmed.
What I tell people in our organization, because time is a huge issue, right? How do you, you know, we're all time starved. There's a million different, you know, people clawing at us for our attention and our time. And so giving of that freely and willingly is really important. But for me, it's important that the volunteers in our organization are getting something back for their time that they're giving. And I think at the end of the day, that's kind of what you're talking about is, you know, setting those boundaries so that you're giving freely and with an open heart, but you're also giving so that it's good for both sides.
Yeah.
It can't be giving that's completely selfless, that's to your own detriment. And I think the other piece is, you know, following up on what you said, is we all have those moments of looking back and thinking, gosh, I shouldn't have done that. That was a little overstepping my own boundaries. But also when you have those days where things do fall into place, take stock in that and appreciate the fact that you have made those right decisions. Because to your point earlier about the positive self-talk, that helps to cement those ideas as well. So I think just recognizing that when you make the right choices,
yeah,
give yourself some credit.
You know, that's really a big point, and I'm glad you brought that up because we are so goal-oriented, all of us, right? We don't even give our credit, you know, when we're going through that. We go pop right into the next goal, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, okay, we reached that goal. Why not sit in that glory for a moment and say, wow, this was like in a spectacular year, or this, you know, this project went amazing. But no, we're like, okay, we're done with that. Let's go, right? And so it is. I love that, to cement those ideas and
celebrate the little successes.
I love it. Very good idea.
That's absolutely important because we are humans. We do make those mistakes and slip back. Like I mentioned earlier, I taught it for 5 years now, 5 times the class. I still slip back.
Well, yeah.
And I have my weak moments where I feel wimpy and where I feel like, oh, my self-esteem is kind of low today because something hit me not right or I was feeling sick. The other thing what you should keep in mind is a lot of us are afraid of somebody's anger. If I say no, the other person might be angry at me. Keep in mind that other person's anger is a lack of their not setting boundaries with their anger. They need to set boundaries on their own anger and come across in a mature way. And what I also find important is we always talk about setting boundaries with other people, families, friends, on the job, even with your boss. We also need to learn to hear somebody else's boundary.
Yeah, the other side.
That is a big one. Yeah,
hear
because even
respect
like our
them.
Children, you know, it's funny because I have my two little twins. And they're, you know, no, I don't want to do that. Please stop, you know. And they barely could talk right yet. But I hear that and I'm like, okay, you know. And you have to have that respect for other people's boundaries.
And respect it with children. At one point, I was volunteering at our local church at the childcare in the summer. And I was running around on the playground with the little kids. And there was a little 3-year-old or 4-year-old. And I was running after him, tickling him on the playground. And he said to me, stop. I go, okay. And stepped back and gave him his space. And then he can go on and play. Not only did I feel proud of myself, but I also hopefully gave him the power that he can say no. He doesn't like that. He doesn't want to do this right now.
Right.
And that's very important for children to learn. They're allowed to say no without having any repercussion.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. And so, okay, so where, as we're coming to the end here, where should we start? And you know, if you were teaching your class, what would be the first thing that we would look at?
I would read the book. I would take the class. I would find people who have healthy boundaries and connect with them. What I used to do is I went with my best friend and also with my sponsor from the 12-step program. Whenever there were issues coming up because I was lacking boundary abilities, I would go to them and say, I have this and such situation. I want to say no. Is it appropriate? Or am I going overboard? Or am I being too sensitive? Where can I set a healthy boundary? And little by little, I learned where I can say no. And I read the book 3 times and taught the class 5 times. So it is a repetitive learning experience. You don't learn it overnight.
Right. And it's pretty much by day to day, you know, it's like by actions, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Have you ever read the book?
I haven't.
No, yeah. So have you ever read the book?
part of it, I believe. I think I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a boundary I can't read.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I have learned so much about how important they are, the boundaries are, because you can destroy yourself if you just let, you know, people run roughshod over you. And and that's why I was showing Susie this thing here. If things cannot be resolved with the other person, distance yourself. And I mean, that distance can be a block to 4,000 miles. It depends, but it's so important. Sometimes it is their issue.
Right.
And you can't let it become your issue. It's like, I have to protect me. You need to go work on you, and then we can come back and have a discussion. Or
maybe not.
Maybe or not, yeah.
Sometimes you just don't reconcile, and that's the other person's boundary. They might not be willing or able to reconcile.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I moved half around the world and realized later I needed to get distance from my mom. So my mission is to help people to have healthier relationships before the marriage falls apart. And then you realize later, oh, it started with that little thing 10 years ago because you always did this or you never did that. And the partner would say, I had no idea it bothered you. Why didn't you never say anything?
Yeah. I love it. I love that. Well, I so appreciate, I know there's actually so much more we can talk about, and I'd love to dig deeper and have you back in another time. I think boundaries are the way of life, and
sure.
We as kids didn't really ever, you know, it's almost like a new thought or a new way of thinking. And but I know it's our future, and it will help us in life, in business, in families, in relationships. It really has a key to all of our stuff. So I thank you so much for being here and
thank you for having
what
me.
You've
that was
learned
wonderful.
Because that's what it's all about. Is I always say, when you're in front of the line and you've reached kind of where you are, turn around and help the next one. And that's really what my show is about. So I thank you so much again, Susie Skiltad, and of course, Stephanie Caldwell. I can't wait to be a part of this. Poinsettia, of course, January 19th, a couple of tickets, don't wait for them. And a $45 chamber members and 55 non-members. And give out, where's the best place for them to get their tickets?
Either online at theventurachamber.com, or they can call our office at 805-643-7222.
There you go. And we will actually have a link in our website or on our in our newsletter. All right, John, Tom, thank you so much. Everyone, happy new year. And of course, I always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Keep calm and love yourself. Be your own best friend. And with that, you've been listening to The Brighter Side of Life right here in the 805, The Kim Pagano Show. And I'll talk to you next week.